News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Next with us is Dan Mulhall, who is former ambassador of Ireland to the United States and a man who has had to deal directly diplomatically with President Donald Trump. Dan, there's much to discuss around Micheál Martin's tactics. Let's start, first of all, with the impact of Catherine Connolly's comments, because though they are veiled, it doesn't take much to look through the veil. So to what extent is she, has she caused offence to the president, and what's the likelihood that he'll raise it with Micheál Martin?
I think there's lots of commentary that Donald Trump sees about himself and his administration every day of the week, every day of the year. So I don't think he'll necessarily be aware of the comments by President Connolly. I'm sure that it'll be pointed out to his administration and hopefully to him that while the president has a role and can speak on issues of major public concern, she doesn't make foreign policy. Foreign policy is made by the government. So I don't see this as a major problem. I think it can be dealt with quite easily, and I don't believe that Donald Trump will make an issue of it.
Well, there are lots of other issues that may crop up. One of them, of course, is the treatment of Irish illegal aliens by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement agents. Now, the US has made clear that they are not directly targeting the Irish in the States, though they are getting caught up in the net. Is there anything to be gained by Micheál Martin raising that directly with the president?
Well, look, the Taoiseach has three opportunities to talk to the president, right? There is the open meeting in the Oval Office with the press present. That's one, I think, where you have to be incredibly nuanced, and you have to, you know, just don't get into a stand-up row with Donald Trump. There's no future in that. No leader in the world has gone down that road, so we shouldn't do it either. But there'll also be the, you know, the private session, which where I think these kind of things can be raised. And then secondly, there is the lunch at the Speaker's lunch at Congress, where, you know, the Taoiseach will sit beside the president for the best part of an hour. And that's a chance for a private conversation. And then finally, there's the Shamrock ceremony in the afternoon, where the Taoiseach will deliver scripted remarks. And in those remarks, I'm sure that the speechwriters have been working away and crafting remarks that will reflect our values, but won't be too in your face for the president and those who are present at that event, who would mainly be supporters of President Trump.
Now, whatever about getting into a direct knockdown drag out in the Oval Office, Mark Carney did set a bit of a precedent that it is possible to push back on misinformation and on inaccuracies. Should the Taoiseach be emulating him?
Look, I think that's a matter for judgment. It's a difficult environment, that it's like a bear pit. It's, you know, you've got 100 or so journalists gathered around. It's a very confined space. You're under the spotlight of the world's cameras. So it's not that easy to sort of. But I think that if the president says something that is clearly wrong, particularly about Ireland, I think the Taoiseach could certainly, you know, would be right to, within his rights to correct him. But I don't think it's an opportunity for having a battle with the president. I think whatever points we can get across to the president, we have to get those across primarily in private settings. And actually, the Taoiseach is right when he says the president on a one-to-one basis is not difficult to deal with. He likes to be liked, and he likes to like the people that are his counterparts. So you can actually build a rapport with him, and that rapport could be very useful from the Taoiseach's point of view. And from our point of view, if something arises in the future that the Taoiseach needs to pick up the phone and call him, it'll be good if he has a friendly relationship with Donald Trump. And that's why it's so important not to get into a stand-up row with him.
Now, some of the points that the Taoiseach might want to make might be around the kind of economic influence that Ireland has in America, like being the fifth largest FDI investor into the States, like Ryanair picking up more Boeings than almost anybody else. The difficulty, I suppose, with all that, Dan, though, is it does open the door to questions about trade going the other direction, big pharma's presence in Ireland, tariffs, all the rest of it. Does he need to be careful getting into that space?
No, I think we have an incredibly good story to tell there. We always talk in Ireland about the, you know, the tax paid by American companies. But remember, if they pay 12.5% tax, it means that they retain seven times that amount, which becomes a profit that's retained and therefore transferred back to their ownership in the United States. So we are a huge asset for the American economy, because we are a net gainer, there's net gains made here by American companies, which ultimately reflect on the United States because they become part of the wealth of the United States. Why do you think that our GDP is so much higher than our gross national income? It's because of the funds that are not part of the wealth of Ireland, but become to a large extent part of the wealth of the United States. So I would not in any way be slow to emphasize the number of Americans who are employed by Irish companies, the scale of the investment by Irish companies in the United States, and the profits that American companies transfer back from Ireland to the USA. All of those will be music to the ears of Donald Trump, and they will help to counter the notion that somehow we're taking advantage of the United States. You could argue that US companies are taking advantage of us because we are giving them a very competitive tax rate in this country.
Now, what about the possibility of rabbits out of the hat of ambushes for the sake of attention? We saw when the South African premier was there, the videos being played to him and him being made to defend in what were theoretically racist attacks in his country. In the same way, last year we had Conor McGregor pop up in the White House the day after the Taoiseach had been there. What are the chances that Taoiseach walks into a room over the next coming days and finds himself facing somebody who has been found civilly liable for sexual assault and expected to play nice?
Look, the way things operate in Washington at the moment, you can never be sure of what's going to happen. It's an unpredictable environment. When I was there, the tradition was that there was 5 minutes or 10 minutes maximum in front of the media, and then the rest of the meeting, maybe an hour or so, was conducted behind closed doors with just the two delegations present. I don't believe that they would invite anybody like that, because generally speaking, before the meeting, you get a list of the delegates on the US side, and it's only people from the administration who would be part of the American delegation. Of course, at the reception at the White House in the afternoon, then the president obviously decides who's going to that, and the Irish side gets about, I don't know, a small number of invitations that the Taoiseach has available to him to give out to people that he thinks should be there, but we don't control, obviously, who is going to be at the White House for that event in the evening. But that's a large event with 600 people, so it's not someplace where any individual is going to pop up. I think the main danger is that the media in the White House these days tends to be made up largely of people who would not be from the mainstream media. They would be from the sort of new media outlets, and a lot of them would be very strongly supportive of the Trump administration, and those people could indeed ask a question from left field, because they are, they play from left field. So that, I think, is the main danger. And I'm sure that Taoiseach will be ready with suitable answers to any kind of question that may pop up. But that would be a tense moment. That public session in the White House in front of the media, that's where the real risk arises for the Taoiseach, because you can't be sure. In the old days, you could be sure it would be CBS, CNN, the usual sort of major outlets, plus the Irish media. This time it's going to be made up of people that you haven't heard of, but who may have some views about our policies that might not be very, they might not be very appreciative of Irish policies across the board.
Dan, thank you very much. Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.